Welcome to this deep dive, where we are unpacking a pretty wild unseen crisis today. You know, when we talk about a mountain ecosystem drying out, we usually fixate on the massive obvious losses, like missing rain or shrinking snowpack.
Right, the big visible stuff.
Exactly. But for this deep dive, we're looking at a completely invisible crisis. The stealthy disappearance of morning dew in montane zones, specifically in the German Central Alps and Northeast Oregon.
Yeah, and it is a profound ecological shift happening right under our noses. And to really understand it, we need to focus on a very specific elevation mark, the 1,350-meter ecotone.
Okay, why that specific altitude?
Well, up there, the atmospheric pressure drops to about 86 kilopascals. So because there is just less physical pressure pushing down, water vapor needs extremely precise temperature conditions to condense into liquid.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, even a microscopic shift in heat severely disrupts that whole phase change.
So it's basically an ecological tightrope. And if we want to see how this global crisis starts, we actually have to zoom in on the physics of a single water droplet. Now, I think a lot of people assume dew is just, you know, plant sweat.
Right, like guttation.
Yeah, guttation, where root pressure pushes soil water out of the leaves. But true morning dew is entirely different, right?
Exactly. True dew is pure atmospheric vapor condensing directly out of the air. And the mechanics of how it forms on these high alpine grasses are just beautiful.
How so?
Well, because these grasses naturally repel water, the dewdrops stay perfectly spherical and solitary. The internal tension of the water is so strong compared to its weak grip on the waxy leaf that as tiny droplets merge, the sudden release of surface energy can actually propel them into the air.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they literally physically jump off the leaf, making room for new condensation.
That is wild, which is, I mean, an incredibly efficient system for harvesting atmospheric moisture. But that system is completely breaking down because of vapor pressure deficit, or VPD.
Yes. You can think of VPD as an invisible atmospheric sponge. And the math driving that sponge is pretty ruthless.
Hey.
For every 1 degree Celsius, the temperature rises. The air's capacity to hold water increases by 7%. It acts like compound interest for atmospheric thirst.
Wow.
So once regional temperatures push past a 2 degree increase, the air becomes so aggressively thirsty that it absorbs the moisture before dew can even form.
And we can actually see that compound interest actively bankrupting these ecosystems right now. In the German Central Alps, that 2 degree warming threshold has already been crossed.
It has. And because of that, the critical morning hydration window for those alpine grasses has just slammed shut.
Totally gone.
Right. Without that surface moisture, the plants are forced to close their stomata to avoid drying out completely. But doing that completely shuts down their carbon intake. The loss of dew is basically turning vast alpine meadows from vital carbon sinks into carbon sources.
That invisible atmospheric sponge just flips the entire biological function of the meadow. And the cascading effects look sort of different depending on the geography. If we jump over to Northeast Oregon in the Wallowa Mountains, the snowpack is currently sitting at a devastating 43% of its historical average.
Yeah, it's bad.
And some sites, like High Ridge, are at a record low of 28%.
The whole system is just starved of surface water. And the missing dew is triggering a massive structural change in the landscape itself.
Hold on, because looking at the Oregon data, it notes that Douglas firs are rapidly moving into these open meadows because the dew is vanishing. Normally, you know, planting more trees is framed as a huge win for the environment. So why is this a bad thing?
I know, it seems really counterintuitive. But in this fragile environment, tree invasion is actually a symptom of collapse. Conifers act like giant straws.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, they pump moisture from deep underground and transpire it right back into that increasingly thirsty atmospheric sponge. Their deep roots and heavy shade obliterate the native seed banks of the meadow grasses.
Which destroys the biological hotspots that support unique pollinators and birds.
Exactly.
Which really highlights for you, our listener, that true ecological health isn't just about catching rainfall in a bucket. If we ignore this unseen moisture, we are completely misunderstanding how our local environments survive.
Precisely. These mountain zones rely on a daily transaction of water vapor that honestly rarely even makes it into standard weather models.
Yeah, the researchers use this Zen graph analogy that really captures the mechanics of this crisis. Picture a sharp black brushstroke representing a blade of grass, and at the tip, a perfectly round circle of black ink, the dewdrop.
Right.
But surrounding it is a fading, thirsty gray wash. That wash isn't just a shadow, it's the VPD sponge. You can actually visualize the gray wash actively pulling the edges of that solid droplet apart, basically dissolving it into vapor before the sun even rises.
It perfectly illustrates the tension. The physical droplet is losing a tug of war against an invisible, increasingly aggressive atmosphere.
It really is. Which leaves you with this to ponder. If entire mountain ecosystems, from global carbon cycles to the survival of ancient meadows, hinge on the microscopic physics of a solitary water droplet balancing on a blade of grass, what other invisible ecological safety nets are quietly unraveling right in our own backyards?